Welcome to Deep, where we invite you to take the plunge and dive deeper into a daily encounter with God's living word. Journey with a collection of personal reflections of other souls as we all draw nearer and deeper to God's heart.
Hello everyone, welcome to another Soul Sunday here at Deep. This is Apple, and today we'll be reading from the Gospel taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 28, verse 16 to 20. The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had ordered them. When they all saw him, they worshipped, but they doubted. Then Jesus approached and said to them, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always until the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord. You know, this Gospel is so short. It's actually the last chapter of the book of Matthew, and a couple of things jumped out at me while reading and reflecting upon this gospel. The first one was, when they all saw him, they worshiped, but they doubted. I loved how, you know, it was really highlighted that these were the men who saw Jesus. I mean, these weren't like random witnesses. These were the disciples. Disciples are more intimately connected to the master than just students. Disciples lived with the master. Students just show up, you know, for class, and then they leave and they go home. But these are the men who spent every day, every waking moment, even, you know, the whole day from morning till night with Jesus himself for 3 years during his ministry. And yet they still doubted. I like it because in a way it makes me feel better that, oh, if these men, you know, they were with Jesus physically here, they doubted, I have an excuse. I'm allowed to doubt as well. But at the same time, Jesus understands our humanity, which is why he still gives us that assurance that even if we doubted in him as being our God, as being our Savior, he reminds us that all power in heaven and earth has been given to me. And with that power, he commissions his disciples. And that commissioning has been brought down generation to generations to us, where we as children of God, as followers of Jesus, as Christians, we are called to bring this world to Jesus. To bring this world home, to bring this world back to the Father by baptizing and by making disciples of everyone we meet. And in doing that, to baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son of the Holy Spirit is to not just talk about Jesus. It's not just to show them, oh, this is who he was. But in our life as children of God, in discovering that relationship with Jesus, we should be able to invite others around us to enter into that relationship with him, where we can say, here is our master. But he is not a one who would, you know, treat us like servants on a leash, but this is the master who loves us and who has died for us and also who has lived for us. And he also reminds us that, behold, I am with you always until the end of age. If the disciples themselves who were with Jesus day in and day out needed to be reassured that, don't worry, I'm here. At the same time, we 2,000 years later, it's such a comfort knowing that, yes, Jesus is still with us. The good times, the bad times, the times when we feel him and the times when we don't feel him. We remember this truth that he has never abandoned us. And so today in this Holy Trinity Sunday, we remember the truth that the love of the Father through the Son, the gift of the Son, through the eternal Holy Spirit in the Holy Trinity has never left us and has never abandoned us. And through the Holy Trinity, we are brought together in the full embrace of God. And I pray, brothers and sisters, that today as you listen, as we celebrate Holy Trinity Sunday, may the blessing of the Father, the embrace of the Son, and the power of the Holy Spirit be upon you and be with you every day, now, and forever. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. We bring back all the glory to the Trinity as it's due, as we pray, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. You are blessed. You are loved. Have a beautiful Soul Sunday. Always remember na palangga ka sang Diyos.